they're interacting with the bot. They're participating.
Yeah.
Participation level goes up. Guess what? Opt-in levels goes up. If opt-in levels goes up, your leads goes up. Leads goes up, customers goes up, and so on and so forth. This is Social Media Simplified, the podcast that takes the guesswork out of using social media to build your audience and increase your exposure on the web. Join us as a social media scholar for exclusive tips, tactics, and strategies to create content, market your brand, and much more. Let's do this.
Welcome, social media scholars, to Social Media Simplified. I'm your collaboration connoisseur, Lante Tacona.
And as always, Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo.
This is episode number 5, and today we're going to be talking about client acquisition, how to automate client acquisition using messenger bots.
That's right. So messenger bots, man. So that's kind of the newest thing right now.
You know, I haven't really heard of messenger bots.
It's the new thing.
Is what on what platform? Sounds like AI. What is this?
It's kind of like AI. So here's what's going on. Messenger bots have actually been around for a while, and they are a form of artificial intelligence. But as of like the last year or two, there's been software companies that have come out with pieces of software to make it really easy to create your own without having to know coding in any way.
Okay, so anybody can make a messenger bot, is what you're saying?
There's still a learning curve, but it's a lot easier than if you were to create a custom bot.
Okay, interesting. So again, so where can I see a messenger bot, or what platforms are these on? Just so I can pinpoint what exactly a bot is.
A bot, okay. So, well, first, we're going to be mainly talking about in this episode is really how to automate your customer or client acquisition with messenger bots,
mm-hmm.
and the one thing that can make or break your success with this. And so I've been working with messenger bots for about 5-6 months now. So I've been using them purely to generate leads for my clients. And that's what we're going to mainly be talking about here.
Okay, interesting. So the platform again, you said it was on?
So,
or how, where are we talking
mainly
about?
Mainly on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Facebook has something they've created called Messenger, where you can message your friends, family, whatever it might be. But businesses now are implementing them on their Facebook pages.
Okay.
Messenger bots allows these businesses to have automated chat with their customers. So no one's actually manning the chat. It's not manual. It's all automated because they created something called a messenger bot.
Okay. All right. So I guess the ground, I'm not too familiar. So this is how I acquire clients. For when I'm digital marketing or I'm going to offer a service, let's say it's LinkedIn, I'm offering a service, I would reach out to my clients and, you know, kind of call it door-to-door salesman, but digitally, right? Mm. I'm not actually walking up to their doors. And this is the process that I go through with acquiring, you know, new business, new clients.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
how would I automate this process, or how would I integrate a messenger bot into acquiring clients?
Okay, so there's a few steps here, and I'll try not to go too in-depth for people that don't really know what these are yet. I'll do my best to scratch the surface but still give you some actionable tips. So first thing I want to talk about is the type of bot you want to create. You got to know your objective, right? So are you looking to automate certain processes in your business? Are you looking to automate customer or client acquisition? It really actually matters, where do you want to start? What objective are you trying to accomplish? So for your example, you want to do more of client acquisition for digital marketing. So I would definitely think about a bot that will take your prospects through a potential flow. Maybe you have certain questions that you like to ask them every time to see if they would be a good qualified client for you. You can automate that process. You can give them a little link, and that'll take them directly to your bot. And in that bot, it'll automatically ask them certain questions that you want to know from them.
So what you're saying is that during my client acquisition process, a part of that is, of course, engaging the client, the potential client. From there, I then go through a series of questions that I ask them, you know, about their business.
I call it qualification.
Qualifications, exactly. So I go through I qualify my clients before I onboard them. So a messenger bot can assist in automating that qualification process.
Definitely. So as opposed to getting on like a discovery call is what we call it, where you ask them these questions over the phone, you can set up a bot where they can just answer those automatically. And the cool thing about that is you can collect data and you can kind of see based on their responses and compare them to other clients' responses. Maybe there's some similarities. If there is, you just found a really big pain point that all of them are talking about.
So this sounds kind of, and correct me if I'm wrong, similar to a survey. Is this a survey? Is that what this is?
It's similar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's all automated where also there's no forms to fill out. Okay. They can interact with a bot as if they're texting their friends, which makes the process frictionless and seamless for them, and you're more likely to get responses.
So the bot is, you mentioned in Facebook, that's where we can create these.
Correct.
I'm sure you can probably do it on other platforms.
That's Facebook, the big one, though.
Right? And I can automate this qualification process using this bot. So is that done through kind of like a Facebook Messenger, per se, where a chat pops up?
Mm-hmm.
And rather than me sitting on the other side of the screen answering questions or asking questions, it's pre-loaded?
That's right. That's right.
And so, I can gather information that way automatically.
That's right. And so there's software you can use to build it out to make it automated. There's a few different ones. I use for my business, I use something called MiniChat. And that's a software you can purchase. It's fairly intuitive, very user-friendly to create these bots.
Let me pause you there for a second. How much is it?
So per Facebook page, so per business page. If you have multiple business pages, you have to pay per business page.
Mm-hmm.
From 0 to 500 subscribers. Right now in March of 2018, it's
$10. $10 for per the month. 0 to 500 subscribers per month. Month, per page.
Per business page.
Okay.
That's right. That's right. So that could be a good way to automate certain things to bring your clients through this qualification process.
Mm-hmm.
But I would really like to talk more about small businesses and how they can leverage it to get more customers.
Okay. So, well, then let me give you a scenario. Okay. All right. So let's say I'm a chiropractor, right? I'm a chiropractor and I have an office. Maybe I have two offices in the Chicago area.
Okay.
Part of my patient qualifications is a survey at this point. I ask them questions about their health, their age, just kind of general questions so that I can qualify them, bring them on as clients, their injuries, etc., that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So how would I integrate a messenger bot into my business in order to automate that process and potentially grow my clientele?
Okay. So as a chiropractor, there's going to be two main ways that you can implement this messenger bot. As you were saying, to help ask all those questions that any new patient has to answer, right? You go into any doctor's office, any type of doctor, you have to fill out a new patient form. How fun is that? Would you say?
It takes time.
Takes time?
It's boring.
It's boring.
I don't like that part, right?
You just want to get into the doctor and you want to be there and they know about you and you just walk in the door and get treated.
Mm-hmm.
But as a new patient, you got to go through the insurance process, the forms process, all that stuff. Messenger bots can automate that entire thing for you, meaning that before they even walk into your practice, they have answered all of these questions that you would ask them on a new patient form. You've collected all that data. So when they walk in, they sign their little name on the sign-in sheet. You know right away who they are. All the records are on the computer. You're like, great, insurance has been collected. We know, you know, your name, address, past ailments, all that stuff. It's already in the computer because a messenger bot has automated that for you.
Okay. All right. I like this already. It's sounding good. Now, you mentioned that I can create one of these myself. Right?
You can. So on that same point, I'd like to add one more thing, is that what that just did for you, that automated those processes, that just saved you time and staff hours, staff labor.
Mm-hmm.
So they spent maybe, let's call it, I don't know, 2 hours a day on what we call new patient intake, right? The forms,
yeah,
the data entry, all that stuff. Guess what? You just saved 2 hours of that staff's time. That costs you money, right? So now you've saved 2 hours of that time by automating it with a messenger bot.
I understand 100%. I can see this building up really nicely here. So as a chiropractor,
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate those advantages, and I want to integrate this into my business, would you recommend, you know, this is something that I go do on my own? Do I look it up? How do I how do I build
how do you
one?
Go about?
Yeah,
so you can do it on your own. But I personally would not recommend it because I've learned it all and it does take some time. There's definitely a learning curve with it,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're not good with technology. If you don't know a technology, you don't know how to use it very well. Software doesn't come easy to you, which is fine. Clearly treating patients does, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's your expertise. You're good at treating your clients, your patients. So if you're not good at this other part, you should outsource it. Hire someone that's an expert that can do this for you and save your practice time and save it money.
Okay. And just so I can get some insight as to what this person would be doing,
mm-hmm.
How is it that a person who would build a messenger bot go about it? What does that look like? Take me through that process.
Okay, so I do build them for my clients. I use a software, like I mentioned earlier, called MiniChat, and that allows me to create different flows.
MiniChat is an M-I-N-I-C-H-A-T.
Not like a miniature chat, which
okay.
is, I think it's actually a pun based on that. It's called M-A-N-Y chat.
Okay, MiniChat.
Maybe like multiple chats?
Multiple chats.
Or maybe they mean mini, but they just spelled it wrong. Who knows? I don't
Got
know.
It.
Yeah. So... but yeah, you can use that software. It's kind of plug and play. You open it up and it's a little intuitive on how you can connect certain messages to others. Now there is definitely a learning curve when it comes to taking customer responses and putting it in a spreadsheet, for example.
Okay.
Or connecting it to like a text notification.
Mm-hmm.
There's other third-party tools that I use to make it all work together.
Okay. But the bare bones is if this bot was created in ManyChat,
mm-hmm.
It was implemented onto my website, right?
It can be on your website.
Or
it can
on
be
my
on
Facebook,
your Facebook
business
page. Yep.
Right. Clients are or potential patients are now filling in their forms. I have
right.
the right questions being asked that are appropriate.
That's right.
Now, once they're entering all this information, where does that go?
So it depends. You can connect your computer software, whatever you're using right now for patient intake. A lot of times this software can integrate directly into ManyChat, but you have to use a third-party tool. It's called Zapier.
Okay, how do you Zapier, spell that one? Zapier,
Zapier. Think of Zapier as the middleman between
okay.
between ManyChat and anything else you want to connect it to,
mm-hmm.
whether it be Google Sheets or MailChimp or your own software or a payment processor, any of that stuff, Zapier will connect ManyChat directly to it. So when patients enter in their responses, you can collect that data
directly easily. Into the system that I'm already using.
That's right. That's right.
So this isn't like, I'm sure it can probably do it, but it's not like going to give me an Excel file, which I would then have to get somebody to then input into my system.
No,
I can
it
connect
right
it directly
if you want it to, yeah.
So I can pick the fields in my own software and have the bot answer
yes.
questions directly into those fields.
That's right. And again, we're describing the capabilities of it. In this episode, we're not going to go too deep into like the technical part of it because I'm not going to lie, there is a learning curve. It took me a bit of time to figure it out. One thing I want to talk about with the responses, if someone's entering like, that's a good example of a chiropractor. If they're just entering... their responses, like their age, their name, their address, all that stuff, you can tag their answers. Put a little tag on it as like name field or address field or whatever it might be. And you can look at that data separately. For example, let's say one of your questions you ask your clients before they come in is, have you had any past knee injuries, for example? Or what kind of injury did you have?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll respond, and you can tag that response, and you can look at all of them together and compare it patient by patient by patient. You can see a lot of related injuries. Like, this month we had 20 new patients, and they all had the same knee injury. That's a little odd. Maybe that's something you need to explore or maybe market more toward that. You know, it's using data and analyzing it and making decisions based off of it.
So I'd be able to understand, you know, how many patients I'm treating for certain injuries each
sure.
month. I could kind of see the trends in it. I could also see, what else could I see?
So that's one side of it. I like
mm-hmm.
to transition. That's one side where you can use messenger bots to automate certain processes in your business that can save you time, money, and potentially generate more revenue because you've saved on costs. So it'll boost your profits in a way.
Okay.
That's one way you can automate certain processes.
By using these messenger bots.
Mm-hmm. Now, two, another way to use messenger bots is what I do now currently for my clients is I use it for purely lead generation.
Okay.
And I use it using Facebook advertising. And as opposed to taking a potential customer from an ad on Facebook into a landing page, right? A landing page where you fill out a form, name, email, whatever. Mm-hmm. I take them into a messenger bot now and ask them for certain things like name, age, phone number, that kind of thing.
Everything you would have
normally would do.
Right.
The reason why I'm doing that is because the process is frictionless. They go from Facebook, not onto a landing page, which is a separate website. They go right into Facebook Messenger. They never leave the platform.
Messenger just pops up.
Pops up.
And you can begin
and says, hey, welcome. I'm chiropractor bot. You know, hope you're having a good day. Just going to ask you five quick questions. Going to take about 20 seconds. Is that all right? And they can interact with the bot. They can hit a button that says, yes, that's great. So it's interactive. So there, it's not just stagnant information, which will can easily distract the patient where they're like, oh, I don't want to fill this out.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to now they're interacting with the bot. They're participating.
Yeah.
Participation level goes up. Guess what? Opt-in levels goes up. If opt-in levels goes up, your leads goes up. Leads goes up, customers goes up, and so on and so forth. So just to give you some stats, I'm averaging around 15-20% with landing page opt-ins. Mm-hmm. Messenger bots, over 60%.
Wow. Wow, fantastic.
So half the time, yeah, they're entering their info in.
Yeah, I can easily see that. I mean, again, for one, if I'm on Facebook and I click on an ad, I don't want to go to another page. I don't want to wait for another page to load and then see a form there that's going to take me another 10-15 minutes to complete. I'd much rather stay within Facebook if I'm already on there.
Right.
The second thing is now I don't have to go fill in little blanks and type things here and there. I chat the same way I'd be texting, and it's easy.
Exactly.
Like you said, it's frictionless. It's normal. I would be doing that already. Right?
Very easy just to like, oh, I'm just typing this in a little messenger. It's like texting your friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's an easy thing to do. And when you make it easier for your potential patient or prospect, whatever they might be, to fill in something and give you their information, you make it super, super easy, your leads will go up. You'll get more people that are interested in you because you didn't cause any headaches. You made it easy for them.
Excellent. I love it. I love it. Nathan, if we want to learn a little bit more about messenger bots, how do we connect with you?
So, again, Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo. You can find me at nathangarrett.net. Connect with me there, and we can talk about messenger bots.
Fantastic. And I'm Lante Tacona, the collaboration connoisseur. And you can connect with me on LinkedIn. That's LANTEI. On the next episode, we'll be talking about how to make you or your business profile show up in search results and the key ingredient to making your content easier to find. Thanks, guys.